Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter, I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Candy Kelson is a singer-songwriter who began her musical journey in 2016. She has recorded music, which is available on Spotify, YouTube, SoundCloud, and more. Kelson is currently recording her music at the Red Room Sound Studio in Litchfield, Connecticut. We'll talk about her musical explorations, what inspires her work, and her current recordings, and so much more. So we hope you enjoy our chat with Candy Kelson here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter, Candy Kelson.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's such a pleasure to have you here in the studio because you've been mentioned a few times on the Nutmeg Chatter program for your music, and so now it's so wonderful to have you here in the studio so we can talk about that music.
Thank you.
What inspired you to start down that musical journey path? Was there any particular moment that hit it for you?
I think that there was. It's, you know, when I was very young and I just started writing, I used to write all the time, and then I just started singing poetry that I would write, and so it's something I always wanted to do, but I just didn't pursue it.
When you were younger, when you were writing your poetry, was it something that you would share with other people, or was it more of kind of a personal journey?
It was a personal journey, yeah. It was definitely a personal journey.
At that time, did you not want to share it with other people, keeping it to yourself?
Yes.
Then putting music out into the world now is a departure from that. What inspired you, or what was a catalyst, if you will, to want to go to that next step?
Well, I always wanted to pursue down that road. I just didn't know how to do it. And then as the years went by, and I just kept like shelving it, and then eventually I had heard of, you know, different studios that were around in the area. So early on, I'm going to say even going back a few years, I went to Tracy Wallen, and I actually had sat down with a couple of things that I had written, gone over it, but I wasn't ready to pursue it at that time. I was just kind of interested. So, and then I heard about the Hub, and they had round tables down there, and they had sessions down there, and I kind of just got into that and started going there and meeting people who also liked music. So,
sure.
Yeah.
And then from there, you started recording, which is a very, you know, a very special thing because now there is a record, literally, of the music. Does the music for you change when you hear it as opposed to when you're writing it?
Yes. I'll first write it, and then I'll put it into song form. For me, it's hard because I don't play instruments. So I kind of get a melody in my head, and sometimes it's the same melody for different songs, but
sure.
Eventually when I get together with you know, a few people and we collaborate, and then that's when it starts to unfold and it starts to happen. But I always have it in my mind how I think it's going to sound. So,
is collaboration an important aspect of your work, trying to feed off the creativity of other creative people?
Absolutely.
And build it?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Yeah, that's the best part of it. I mean, it's just, you know, getting together with people and letting it unfold and letting it happen, you know, just taking the song where it needs to go. So,
now, when you do your writing of the music, is it poetry? Are you writing poetry, or you mentioned because you mentioned before that you might have a song or kind of a melody in your mind as you're writing it, but then you also have an extensive background of writing your poetry.
Right.
So when you're writing a song, is it poetry? Is it a blend, or does it depend on the song?
It's a blend. It's absolutely a blend, and it just, once I start, it just takes me in whatever direction I end up in is, but it all comes from poetry. And I always paint a picture, you know, I just have that way of, you know, I kind of like can paint the scenes, and so.
What is the first song that you recorded?
Well, that was House of Lies, and that was with Jay Roberts. That was the first song we had done. We sat down, and that song just came naturally to both of us. It was just something that needed to happen. Mm-hmm. Because I was taking some writing sessions with Jay at the time. So I would go over to the Hub, and we'd sit down, and it just kind of became a thing.
Has your music and musical style evolved from the first song to where you are now? Because you have, I believe, over 11 songs already, which is incredible. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, starting in 2016 to now, that's a huge, you know, that's enough for an album. Mm-hmm. But certainly it is a large number of songs there. So has the music evolved for you?
You know, it has, because I write many different ways. So it has evolved. I went from, you know, collaborations to solos to, so I've even evolved through it, you know. Yeah. So I've taken the song in different directions. So, yeah, I'd have to say, yeah.
When you're writing, what are the topics, what are the things that you want to express? Are they events? Are they feelings? Are they inspired by outward events like the news, or is it something more internal? How would you describe your writing process?
My writing process is just life in general. It's past experiences that I've experienced myself. It's dealing with other people's experiences throughout their lives. And it's basically just life, you know, different areas of life. Mm-hmm. So I cover a very broad range. You name it, I've written about it.
How would you define the genre? Because people do not. Mm-hmm. It's generally an unfair question, because people generally don't want to be, you know, put in a particular box of a particular style. Mm-hmm. But certainly, when somebody is. You know, searching for type of music, they might look for a genre or style of some sort. So yep. Is there a particular one that you would define yourself as?
No, I go from Americana to blues. You know, I basically stay in that comfort zone. Mm-hmm. So
I can see that, because I've listened to some of your music. I've enjoyed mm-hmm. it. And I can definitely see that Americana influence in
yeah.
it. So, but I was wondering, it's always interesting to find out how would the performer themselves define that particular
yeah.
music.
Yeah.
Tell me, because I asked you about your first song.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me about the current song that you're working on right now, at this moment, whatever that is. But I believe, correct me mm-hmm. if I'm wrong, you were working on it very recently. You were working on a song recently. Tell me about that song.
Yes. Well, right now I'm working on doing a couple of cover songs, which is very new to me, because I've always done just my own songs, and I have so many of them. So... But right now I'm working on some cover songs, and it's a whole different path. So, yeah.
Is it difficult to do a cover song as opposed to your original work, or is it sometimes more enjoyable, or what is it like?
Well, because I'm in the beginning process of that, and it's my first one, and I'm just working on that now. It's a little different because it's not my own. You yeah. know, I'm going into someone else's territory.
Right. Yeah.
And when you do a cover song, you know, it's not the way that you hear the song. It's got to change up a little bit. So,
right.
yeah, it's going to be a journey for me, definitely. So,
very nice. And is that also in the Americana style as well?
It is.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Tell you what we're going to do is we're going to take our first break. We're already at our first break.
Okay.
What we're going to do is we're going to take a little bit of time to listen to some of your music. So we're going to listen to an extended piece of your music, then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about what is it like to be a recording artist, and what is it like to record, and all that recording type questions. So we'll get back to that in just a few moments. But first, we're going to listen to some of Candy Kelson. Back in just a few moments here on Nutmeg Chatter.
Sin. Take me down now, preacher man. Take me down to the riverbed. Read the words that the good book says. Take me down to the riverbed. Hallelujah. that they keep deep beneath the murky weeds. Take me down, dunk me in, walk away from the riverbed. With a sinless soul, they said, with the preacher's words, I'm cleansed.
Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Here in studio is Candy Kelson. She is a singer-songwriter, and in our first segment, we talked about some of the inspiration, some of the things that inspires her music, and we'll probably jump back into that for a little bit, talk about some of the poetry. But for now, I'd like to talk about the recording aspect, because that's always a very exciting thing, and that is that element that is new, from the thing that occurred before of creation and writing to then putting something out into the world. Let's talk about that process now. So for somebody who is starting the recording and you're performing, is this something where you're standing? Is this something where you're sitting? What is the actual recording situation like?
For me, I'm standing. Okay. And the reason that I'm standing is because I have more power and I can hit the notes better than when I'm sitting. So, and that's my comfort zone, standing.
Okay.
Yeah.
But is it something where you have a choice and that's the comfort
level
for
you? Oh, you absolutely have a choice. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. There's lots of, singers that sit and, move around a lot, but not me. I'm right there. So.
And are you listening to the music that you're, like the background and in headphones or something
yes.
like that? Is that
yes.
how you're recording this song?
Yes, absolutely. That's where I'm knowing when to come in and listen in, and yeah.
So
yeah.
there has to be the one first version where you've got, the basic tracks down.
Yep, your scratch track. Yeah.
Is that what it's called,
yeah.
the scratch track?
Yeah,
okay. So
yeah.
you've got the scratch track down first before you actually then record it, I guess,
right.
for the final version, if you will.
Yeah, after the musicians go in and they do all of their stuff, and then I kind of come in, put the headphones on, and that's it. Vocals in.
What's it like for you when you're in the studio and you hear the track back?
Well, the first time was a little shocking. I was like, okay, so this is like very different, and you're hearing your voice recorded live, and then you're able to find out where you want to change and what you're comfortable with and what you're not comfortable with, and so it's all a process.
So are you listening analytically at that mm-hmm. point in time because you want to make sure you've got it right or anything like that?
For me, yes.
Okay.
Yes. For me, yes. And and I listen to it several times over again. Because sometimes, you listen to it the first time and you say, okay, I want to change that. And then after you listen to it again, you're like, wait, no. Okay, that's, I like that. So it pays to listen to it a few times. Yeah.
Okay. And as you're recording your songs, have you ever come up with an idea midway through the recording of a song?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Do you make the change then, or do you try to record it the way that you expected it and then decide to amend it later? What's it like?
I think it just happens naturally as you're going along, and it's that thing that you add in there that wasn't there before, and it just happens, and that's the magic right there. It's like, okay, that needs to be there.
Have you surprised the producers who are producing it, or do you let them know in advance, hey, when I do it this time around, I'm going to belt it at this octave as opposed to that, or is it a surprise, or do you let them know in advance?
It's a surprise. It just happens. So, yeah. And sometimes, it can't happen because it's just not supposed to happen that way, So you try it again, and it's just, it's all just fun, and you just go with it, and it's comfortable, So, but yeah, lots of times that will happen. Yeah.
Very nice. What is it like to, when you are actually in the recording studio, what is it like to actually see the other performers when they're performing the music for your song? Are you listening analytically as a producer, kind of like seeing, are they hitting it the way that you want it? What is it like for that on that end of things?
Sure. When we first sit down and we first start to put it together, for me, it's because the words come first. And then the music is second to that. So we write it together and we listen to it together, and it takes a few times, and then Michael will go into the studio and he'll start playing, and it just happens. And if it's not right, we do it again. Mm-hmm.
Here's an interesting question. Now that you started from the point where you didn't share your music, now you're sharing your music, now you're sharing your voice.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned that you don't play a musical instrument.
Right.
At the present time.
Right.
Is it something that you might be interested in doing in the future? Perhaps
sure.
A little bit of guitar.
Yeah, I've bought guitars. I've taken lessons. I still mess around with it a bit here and there. But it's just that's not me right now. Mm-hmm. So
you're focusing on the voice, and you're focusing on the creation mm-hmm. of the music.
Yep. So. Absolutely.
And for you, when you're working on a song at home, mm-hmm. do you try to record that in any way, or is it recording it just on paper and in the memory?
Well, I do record it, and I record it into my phone, mm-hmm. and that's how I put it together. Yeah. A lot of the writing that I do on my phone, no matter where I am. I jot things down. But if I'm going to record it, that's how I originally do it, is on my phone. So
you said you jot things down. Do you get ideas when you're doing something else and then you need to stop and then put it down on paper or on the phone in some mm-hmm. way, shape, or form? But you try to preserve that right away.
Yep.
Why is that important?
Well, there have been times where I've had an idea come to me and I say, okay, I'm just going to take care of that later. And then it's just not, I don't remember it exactly, or I lose it, or, you get other ones that come into your mind and you put that one on the shelf. And so now I just remember to, any little
you
thought,
get into
it's
the habit of preserving and saving it. And then do you find that you're able to go back and maybe find a piece that you had saved later and then bring it in a new song?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
Very
and nice. You never get rid of anything.
Absolutely.
Learn that.
Well, because it's a creative process, and it's the entire part of saving the creations, because those ideas might be valuable on another project that you're working on.
Absolutely.
And speaking of another item that you're working on, mm-hmm. we're going to listen to another song, because we're already at our second break.
Nice.
So we're going to listen to another song by Candy Kelson, and then we're going to come on back, and we're going to talk about the future of the experience for Candy Kelson, and what she's currently working on, and what she's going to be working on in the future. We'll be back in just a few moments with Candy Kelson here on Nutmeg Chatter.
A fine man he was, for his moment in time. Did he serve up his cause? And repent when his time reached the end. Did he live a good life or deliver a sin? Did he live on the edge and beg for redemption just to save his own? I've yet to determine what the difference is. Through the eye of the needle, we are blind till we see. Our fine claws unravel, come aboard at the seams. Needle and thread, mm-hmm. clock tower falls at the stroke of it all. We are wrapped in our claws of mere flesh and bone. A temple that houses the delicate soul. Of his pen, the boy became a man.
Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Here in studio is Candy Kelson. We've talked about some of the inspirations behind her music. And we also talked about the recording aspect and what's it like to be a recording artist. Now I'd kind of like to talk about what are some of the future aspirations, future goals, and for a person who grew up writing her material and not wanting to share it with anyone, keeping it personal, to then deciding to share it with the world, the natural progression, the natural question is, are live performances, have there been live performances, and could there be live performances in the future? So, Candy Kelson, are there any live performances that you have done in the past, or any live performances that you might consider doing in the future?
The only live performances I have done are open mics.
Mm-hmm. Sure, absolutely.
But I'm working on that. I have a little bit of an obstacle, and it's stage fright. So I need to get past that. Put me in a studio, and I'm good. Up in front of people, whole other story. So,
But you've done open mics, and
yes.
I think that's a path that many people take when they're
yep.
working on their career. What was it like for you? Obviously, you said that there's a little bit of stage fright.
Yes.
Was that something that while you were performing, you still felt that way, or were you able to get in the zone when you were singing?
I was able to get into the zone because I had some friends with me, and we would go up and we would sing together, and so it was kind of like we would just be comfortable and just kind of do it. And open mics are very forgiving. I mean, you know, everybody loves open mics. We're all there for the same reason.
Right.
So, but, you know, Michael and Lucinda are definitely going to work with me, and we're going to do some stage acclimation, and we're going to get me out there. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And when you've done the open mics in the past, were you performing your own music, or were you performing work of others?
Works of others, yeah.
So do you think it might be a different situation when you record, when you do an open mic with your own music?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be a lot more comfortable with that because they might already know them, you know? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think it'd be different if you perform solo, or whether you would you be performing with other musicians? Because it seems to me, and it just, you know, when how you described your process before of creativity with other musicians, that's actually something that's within your wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be a fair assessment to make?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So when I'm out there, I will have a band with me, and it will be people who support me, and so Yeah.
Very nice, very nice. And so tell me about the recording now. You are, obviously, you're working on some cover songs. Mm-hmm. Is this something that you might do an album, or would this be something that they're one-off songs? If you were going to work on an album in the future, would it be something where there would be a theme or a thematic element, or would there be a collection of the songs that you have created that you want people to have in one space? What would it be like?
It would be a collection of songs that I have that are all in the same wheelhouse, definitely. I would add the cover songs to it also, and they would be in the same wheelhouse of what I already have done. So that's my comfort zone. That's where I am. So I would just put them on there, and
So that's something that could be on the horizon.
For the
history, but right now you're focusing on the creative process.
Yes,
I am. Would that be a fair assessment to make as well?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Very nice. So when do you think, if as you said, that you want to work on your live performances and you want to work on individual songs, do you think in your career there will be a record release party of your live of your songs? In other words, would you be performing your songs live because it's a record release party at some point in your future?
At some point, I would love to be able to do that. But right now, it's just something that is in the future, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, in terms of your creation, in terms of your writing, it stems from, the poetry from way back when.
Mm-hmm.
When you write, are there any songs that were inspired from things that occurred when you were very, very young, when you were the young poet?
Yeah. Absolutely. There's tons of songs that I have written that have, to do with when I was young or, as time moved on. And so, I think that you're never done writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone back and I've changed songs that I've had since, I was a teenager. And now I'm going back and changing those. And so, but they're always there.
If you had any words of advice, it seems to me that also in your evolution as an artist, you've worked with many, many different musicians and creative people in the past. So you've benefited from that experience. Is there anything in your experience that you would want to share with others? Somebody who's new, somebody who might want to get out there and start working on their music, but for now they're keeping it internally like you have done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any advice for that person?
Sure. Reach out and, start off small. Go to open mics. Go to anywhere where they're having sessions and just be a part of it, There's plenty of people on social media that are looking to collaborate with other people. There's groups that you can join, So for a long time, I was afraid to do that. I was afraid to just get out there and do it. So you have to kind of let your guard down and just try to be proactive and stop being just on your own.
And make the decision to do that.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Before we close, are there ways or where people can find your music? They've listened to two songs already, and will probably go out with some of your music as well. Are there ways for people to find your music online?
Absolutely. Just put in Candy Kelson and it'll come up for Spotify, YouTube, any social media network, all of them.
Okay, and that's Candy Kelson with a K.
Yes.
For both. Candy Kelson.
Yes.
So if people are looking for that, they'll be able to type that into SoundCloud. Is there your own page on SoundCloud at all as well?
Yes.
Okay. So people can find your music there as well as they might find it on Spotify and other different avenues for that.
Right.
Very nice. Well, I want to thank you for coming in and talking to us today on Nutmeg Chatter, Candy Kelson.
Thank you.
Nutmeg Chatter is a production of WAPJ, Torrington Community Radio. Some of the music has been provided by the Jingle Punks, courtesy of YouTube Royalty Free Music, so we thank them for that. Some of the music has been provided by Candy Kelson, so we thank her for that. We hope you enjoyed the chat.